So this prophecy, this vision of the book of Daniel is very important for us to remember to know, because in it we see this title that is given to the Messiah. In the vision, Daniel saw one like a son of man coming before the Ancient One upon the throne. It's very important because in the gospel, when we see Jesus being confronted by the scribes and the Pharisees, by the powers that be, by the Sadducees, they are often asking if he is the Son of Man. And what they're referring to is this vision, the vision of the Messiah, the one who is supposed to receive lordship and kingship, whose dominion will not end, the mysterious Son of Man from the book of the prophet Daniel. So anytime you hear this word, when Jesus says of himself, who do people say that the Son of Man is? And then they go on to say all of these things, and then he says, but who do you say that I am? Just to be very clear, Jesus knows who he is. He is the Son of Man. He is the fulfillment of this prophetic word. And so it is very important that we know this prophecy to know who Jesus is. Notice as well these four mysterious creatures that appear, right? They are four kingdoms. People will go through and they'll explain to you that they are the Babylonians, the Persians, the Greeks, and then the Romans. In the hills of Rome, and the horns, and the emperors, and the horn that takes the place of the other, they are four earthly kingdoms. But notice their description. None of them are like men. They are all beasts. They all are drawing from the beastly characters of strength and of speed and of power. But none of them come humbly. They all come to exalt themselves. Only Jesus comes before the one on the throne, who comes in humility, not even in his divinity, not even in his exultant state, but he comes in his humanity before the throne of God. And it is in his humbleness that he receives dominion and power and authority. And it comes from the author and the source of all authority. He comes not to trample and to destroy, but he comes to die like one of us, to redeem us all. How incredibly different the foundation of the kingdom of God compared to the kingdoms of men. Notice the difference. See in this. See how Jesus comes to us. We are getting ready for Advent. See when he comes to us as an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes, in the darkness of a manger, in the cold of the night. He has come to die, to redeem, and to establish the kingdom of his Father. We see another characteristic of Jesus in the gospel text as well. The words I speak to you, I try to express truth in them. But Jesus reveals that the words that he speaks, they are not just true, they are not just an expression of his thoughts or his mind, but they are actually the expression of his very being. All of these things will pass away. He even says heaven, to ponder that. Heaven and earth as it is now and understood, all of this is going to pass away. But my words will not pass away. What does that mean? It means that his word, when it's uttered, is him. Could you imagine being able to do this? Could you imagine being able to communicate yourself so perfectly in the word that expresses you? Imagine how deep of a groan You would have to utter in order to have something articulated forth from your mouth that is you. When Jesus speaks, these are not just words, but there is a profound honesty, a profound truthfulness to them, that they are the one who speaks them. His words will never pass away. They are intimately connected to who he is. He is the Word of God. For all eternity has been, is now, and will be. We see the irony or the difference in reality. The gospel reveals his divinity. The first reading reveals his humanity. Such is our God. And such will be our communion with him. He who has humbled himself to share in the fullness of your humanity wants to share with you the fullness of his divinity.